Everything gets real calm, and I go real back to sleep. Well, about 30 minutes or an hour, he jerked that train and caused me to wake again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's bad.
All those cars will hit together?
Yeah. He'd make a racket when it starts.
Tell me again what you call those places?
Little bumps.
Or?
They call pimp jennies. Pimp jennies.
You ever seen these that had
and there's another bump that comes on it. It's called right now. Goosebumps. Some of them call them goosebumps.
Yes. Yeah. Ever heard of anything called a car bumper?
Oh yeah.
What's that like?
That car bumper generally comes on their back most of the time. Well, it's a big old sword. You can't hardly tear up no way.
Yeah.
It's just tough. And it just turns wrong side out.
Yeah.
Just raw all the time.
It's worse than a rising?
Worse than a rising, yeah. You can't stand up your clothes to take it. Yeah. Carbuncles.
Pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. What do you call that, the white stuff in a rising that you have to mash out?
Corruption. Yeah. Now, it's got another name. Purse. Pus again. Yeah.
That's corruption.
Corruption.
You know, sometimes when people get blisters on their hands, there'll be this liquid inside that you have to get out before long.
And that's called, they call water blisters. It's water accumulates in there. And you have to pick them or let it out.
Yes.
And it'll really burn when that other skin comes down against that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever, if a person had a wound and the flesh around it didn't heal cleanly, it kind of turned white and kind of grainy, you know? Have you ever heard that flesh called anything?
The inflammation. Yeah. Inflammation set up in there. Cause
it. Ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
Yeah, well, that's next to the carbon. Well, hitting a carbuncle would correspond pretty well to death. Proud flesh. That's another thing that'd be hard to do something with. Yeah.
That's
like a sore on your leg or something, you know, you can't hardly get them cured. That's the hardest thing to cure sometime if it is.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
Well, that's because you stand on it so much and your weight pressure.
Right.
Pressure.
Well, say if I cut my hand, I wanted to put something on it to prevent infection. What might you use to put on your hand?
Well, outside of, some people won't put water in a place like that. But I always like to, if it ain't too bad, I do. And then if I want to use any medicine of any kind, I use this, methylene. Or, what you call the other? Curacone.
People still use iodine.
Yeah, iodine. Yeah, still use that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, iodine. Well, pure calm and methylated, just about some of that mixed, I think.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Have you ever had to take any of this real bitter white powder people used to give for malaria? Real bitter tasting.
Well, that's called, I know what you're talking about. Quinine. Quinine, yes, sir, I've taken that stuff. Ooh. And my dad used coffee, and you learn a lot. You can take just parts of coffee and chew it after you take this dose of quinine. You see, they got to where they put it in your 9 capsule, and you don't never taste it. But this here would just take it on a spoon or something other, put it in your mouth, and swallow the water. You get a dose there. Okay, and they let us chew parched coffee.